Aloha, Michael McIntosh here, and I just wanted to share some wonderful thoughts with you this morning. We're going to be talking about the experience, the deep, profound, and real experience of soul consciousness. Soul consciousness, self consciousness, the real experience of the self, the soul, consciousness, the light. And it doesn't matter how many times we hear this kind of stuff or talk about it or practice it, doesn't matter how many hours, how many days, how many years we've been dwelling upon these wonderful things, we can continue to do this eternally and constantly. And no matter how much we're doing anything, the more the merrier. When it comes to something which is absolutely constant and absolutely 100% fundamental to our life on an every moment basis, then of course it deserves a high degree of priority in our life. You know, some things, they have very superficial impact upon us, you know, like buying a bag. You don't have to think about buying a bag every day. But you being a spiritual being, a soul, a conscious being, a living being, that is literally constant. It never goes away, even when you're sleeping. You know what's happening in your sleep? As consciousness, you're experiencing yourself yet again. And as we're on the topic of dreams, dreams are a very, very, very helpful way of us understanding our waking life. Because when you are asleep, and just think about this, just imagine, remember some dreams you've had, and I'm sure you've had endless dreams, all different things, and when you were in a dream, just remember back on it, you appear to be a person, and the person you are may or may not be resembling the person you appear to be during the daytime when you're awake. So you could be someone else in a dream, which is rather interesting. And in a dream, you have feelings, you have thoughts, you have physical sensations, you know? Like I have dreams sometimes where I feel the body is really, really heavy and really tired. And I have other dreams where the body is really light and I can fly around. You know, there's so many different dreams that we have. And there's whole sciences, dream psychology, and all that kind of thing. But we're not talking about analyzing dreams here to try and make some meaning. We're talking about the fundamental essence of reality itself. And so when we're dreaming, what's going on? When we are dreaming, we are experiencing ourselves and our world around us in a variety of ways. It could be in the night, in the day, it could be under the ocean, it could be in space, you could be flying in a spaceship, you could be buried under the ground, you know, you could have weird and wonderful ghosts and demons chasing after you, you know, you could be playing with the angels. You could just be having a cup of tea with someone and it appears as if it's entirely real. I mean, I've had a number of dreams which appear just to be normal situations. Absolutely normal. And only when I wake up am I aware that they're not normal. That they're not my waking state. I was absolutely convinced that it was all real. And I've also had dreams where they were essentially nightmares, because normal events in the normal situations that I'm in, where everything looks exactly the same, and yet certain situations happen or I did certain things which were distressing for me and other people, and then I wake up and I'm relieved that, oh, thank God it was just a dream. Have you ever had that experience where you wake up and you're absolutely, totally relieved, and, oh God, I don't have to deal with all that, I don't have to go to jail now, or whatever it is, you know, you've been let off the hook because it was only a dream. And so look into these dreams a little bit. What is a dream? Okay, in your dream, every single thing that you are experiencing is, who is it? Who is it that is all of the characters? You know? So say, for example, you were to see some friend and some friend did something you didn't like and you woke up and told them, oh, I had this dream yesterday and you did this, this and this and you said this, this, this and this to me. And you're pointing out to them saying, you know, you're terrible, giving them a hard time about it. But the person who you're speaking to will say, well, hang on a minute, it was you dreaming. I didn't dream that. I didn't do anything. It's nothing to do with me. You were the one having the dream. I was somewhere else. So, you know, this is nothing to do with me. You, it's your creation. So in a dream, if you think about it, every single aspect of the dream is you. You are the person you think to be in the dream, the one who's playing the part, the one whose eyes you're seeing through. And this is where it gets interesting. You are all the other people as well. Your consciousness has created all the other people in the dream. And the situations, it's created the money in the dream, it's created the sunshine or the darkness or the clouds or the stars, the mountains, the cities, the cars, you know, the clothes, all of the wonderful details that are appearing in the dream have all been created by you, not by somebody else. They are all your creation. You are the single creator of all of these manifold creations. Isn't that wonderful? Just think about that for a moment. You have created, in your dream world, you have literally created the entire situation, whether it's demons or angels or people who are twice as big as they normally are. You know, you've created mountains, chocolate, coffee, smoothies, marijuana, anything, you know, guns, bombs, all of it has been your creation, a very extravagant creation, a very detailed creation, you know. And if you look at how many dreams you've had, you've created all kinds of wonderful and amazing things. Very, very, very convincing, very real, and profoundly fascinating. And that has been your personal creation. And let's imagine for a moment that you get 8 hours sleep a night. It means that over the period of your lifetime, say you lived to the age of 60, for example, and you had 8 hours a night sleep, 20 years you would be spent in that dream world. 20 years. It's a long time, isn't it? 20 years. I know a lot of people, it's probably more than 20 years. They might spend 30 years or 40 years even, some people. 40 years in the dreamland, you know? It's a long time. So you as yourself, the self, the being that you are, not this supposed character, but the real being, is creating this entire world for about 20 years of your life. Yeah, isn't that profoundly wonderful? Do you realize how powerful you are? So, 20 years of wonderful creation. Now that leads us on to what's going on the rest of the time. What about that other 40 years? Let's just consider this for a moment. When you wake up, when you wake up after your wonderful dream, is the world that you're experiencing when you wake up any different than the dream world? Is the dream that you have come out of ended and you've woken up into this reality? What is this reality that you're in right now? What actually is it? Is it that dissimilar from a dream you just had? Look around. Could this be a dream? Could you literally be in a dream right now? Look at the components of what you're experiencing right here, right now. There's different colors, there's different shapes and sounds. There's a person who appears to be real, and then there's other people around, and there's different noises and different situations and food and all kinds of different things. And all kinds of bizarre things can happen. You've already experienced lots of interesting and strange situations in your life, one way or another. Is this fundamentally any different from a dream? And if you look back into your memory, just say, for example, remember what happened yesterday. And now remember what happened in the most recent dream you can remember. Now, can you tell me that there is any real difference between your memory of what happened yesterday and a memory of a dream or an experience of a dream? Is there any real difference when you think into your memory? Are they the same or are they different? There's your dream world that you may spend 20 years in, and then there's your other world, which you spend whatever time in. When you look back on both of them, is there any difference between them in terms of your memory, your recollection of those things? There isn't. A dream and a memory are basically the same thing. And what it amounts to is that we're literally in a dream all the time. The world is a dream. The world is an illusion. And we know this from numbers of high frequency, powerful teachings all tell us the same thing. The world is an illusion. The world is a dream. Doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean we have to beat ourselves up and try and run away from it. But it's a dream world. You're living in a dream world. Literally, in this dream world, you may be able to hear some chickens in the background. I've dreamed up the world living in Hawaii, and there's chickens and goats living next door. And the chickens are wild and run around and appear to be making large amounts of noise. And that's how it is in this dream. And if I look back on this after 20 years from now, it will just appear to be a strange dream that I once had. And if you look at your moment right now, just this situation right now, this is not theory. We don't talk about theory here. We're talking about practical experiences. So right now, right here, right now, you are experiencing something, aren't you? You're experiencing shapes, feelings in this body, sensations of some kind. You're experiencing wherever you're sitting or walking or whatever you're doing with the body. You're experiencing things that are apparently outside of yourself. In this case, I do these recordings in my office, and there's a desk. Happens to be a hammer on the table because I've been putting up some things. And all these things with microphones and this and that and a ukulele, so I can pick this up and strum a few chords. Now then, did that really happen or was that just in a dream? So anyway, it's all stuff which is apparent. And the fact is, now let's have a look at some facts here. If anyone comes in this room, are they going to see the same room as I'm seeing? No, they will definitely not be seeing the same room as me. I'm the only one who can see this room how I'm seeing it. If you came into this room, you would not see the same room. You'd have your own perception of this room. No one can see the same room, because if, say, I'm sitting here speaking on the microphone, they would then be watching Brother Michael speaking on the microphone. And even if they sat here, they would have a different experience. No one is having the same experience as anyone else. And, you know, according to quantum physics, and of course you can study into quantum physics as deeply as you like, but the essence of quantum physics is that there is this field, call it the field, just like endless possibility, is how they describe it. And when an observer comes into this field of endless possibility, which is like waves of possibility, nothing is actually there physically, none of the parts of reality that collapse to become things that we see are visible at that point. When an observer enters the scene, all of a sudden, bing, out pops the chairs and tables and colours that otherwise were not there. So from a quantum physics point of view, you as consciousness have literally manifested or created or popped, they would call it, this situation, this dream, towards you. So it does not exist except in you, the observer. So they're literally saying it doesn't exist until there's an observer. And therefore, what do you mean it doesn't exist? Does it exist to anyone else? And the answer basically is no, it only exists for the observer. So think about this for a moment. Try and get your head around these things. It only exists for you. This world only exists in the way you see it for you. And if you weren't around, there would be no world. You know? It's like that expression, if a tree fell over and there was no one there, would it make any noise? You know, and the answer is the tree wouldn't even fall over if there was no one there, let alone make any noise. Nothing happens except in consciousness. Nothing happens except in consciousness. Try and understand this. Don't think you already know about this. You watched What the Bleep Do You Know and you know what you're talking about. Let's be very humble here. I like to take a very humble position. Very, very humble. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I'm very humble. You know, as long as you think you know things, as long as I think I know things, then become highly arrogant people without realizing it. Very arrogant. Spiritual arrogance is the worst form of arrogance, because it deceives us from our own madness, and it gives us the impression we know what's going on. So please liberate yourself from this, because otherwise we can't learn. You know? Well, whatever I think I knew some time ago, I have to like throw it all away and realize I don't know anything and just enjoy being a constant student and a constant wonder child. You know, we're just in wonder. We're just wonderful children experiencing the wonder, really, and that's all that we can say. If anything, it's all just a wonder and I'm watching the wonder. That's about as far as I'm prepared to go. And so, this morning I woke up, had such a beautiful experience. I can't actually remember. No, actually, last night. while we're on the topic, last night, one part of my dream, funnily enough, was Nick was involved in it in some way. Nick Good, our brother Nick, and we were doing some change to a door, and he had his ideas, and I had my ideas, and someone else had someone else's ideas, and then Madonna, of all people, came along, and she had her ideas about what to do with this curtain in front of a door or something, and somehow I ended up, and she had some shop in London, selling designer things, and I found myself somehow in London all of a sudden from Hawaii, buying. I think Madonna somehow liked me and wanted to style out Brother Michael with all kinds of designer clothes. So I remember seeing myself wearing these two strange hats, and I seemed to have had a haircut and was wearing this these unusual designer label things from Madonna's shop in London, and I was cycling around on a bicycle. And anyway, that's as much as I can remember of that dream. So, I mean, you get an idea how strange it is. Now, this situation we're dealing with now, when I woke up, I became fully aware, because I've been talking a lot about this with a number of people recently, that everything is contained within us, literally. And it's difficult for us to get our head around it, because we have bought in to an illusion. We're so sold to this illusion. It's like such a deep thing. We're so absolutely mad. It's out of control, the degree to which we have sold out to a false belief. Absolutely amazing. And so, really and honestly, what we're dealing with is a situation where every single thing is a dream. It's a creation of consciousness, literally a wonderful creation of consciousness. And you could even say it's not even a creation. It's just in consciousness. So the only thing that exists is I am this eternal being. The natural state of this being is peace, is bliss, is love, purity, wonder, truth. It's the natural state of all of us. And we are witnessing, we are detached observers, witnesses, guests in this wonderful creation. And every single thing, the people, the places, the cars, the money, you know, the bank statements, the bottles, the food, the fruit, everything is creation, is a experience, we could say, of our own consciousness. And that is what we're dealing with, you know, and we've gone so far away from truth that we've sold out so intensely, we've completely sold out. Even if we think we haven't, think again, wake up. Do you think you haven't sold out? Wake up, you know. If you haven't sold out, you'll be listening to this knowing it's all your own creation anyway, and you won't even be interested, you know, you'll just be in the wonder, you know. It's a deep thing we're dealing with here. We've sold out to a limiting and wrong belief that has no substance whatsoever, that there is this outside world going on, and we are little people in this big outside world, and there's these real people, and there's this real government, and there's this real, you know, Illuminati, and there's these real things going on, and they're all really serious. And we've failed to recognize the simple truth of who we are. You know, there's this big world and all this stuff, and all these details on your mind every day, all these things you have to do and you didn't do, and all these things you did wrong in the past, and all this stuff. And despite all of that energy and attention going on all this, there is almost zero attention on what is truth, what is real, which is that you're an eternal being watching this eternal experience, this wonderful thing contained within yourself, within your own part, within your own experience. And that is the only thing that's going on day in, day out, even when you're sleeping. It's a creation of your own consciousness. There is nothing that exists whatsoever on the outside world. It's a creation of your own consciousness entirely. Not theoretically, not partly, not sometimes when you're dreaming, not when you do meditation. Constantly, 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 and forever. And it's never going to go away. And all you're looking at, again and again and again, is the eternal now, which is a creation of consciousness, and that's it. The eternal now that's a creation of consciousness, and that is it. This is it. This is it. You know, there's all kinds of books called This Is It. This is it. Here you go. Wonderful. Wonder, wonder, wonder. Isn't that a wonderful thing? So are you going to wake up? Are you going to wake up and realize what you're dealing with? Are you going to distract yourself thinking it's all real, and then you go to sleep and you have your dreams, which wakes you up to what's going on? And then you wake up again and you run around and make sure you have to do all these things that are all really serious. Just look back on your memories. Look back on your memories. Your dream and your waking up memories are the same. They are no different. Therefore, your current moment-to-moment experience of life also is a dream world. You are in a dream world now. You have always been living in a dream world. Dreamed up characters, dreamed up situations. So the choice is yours. You know, are you going to wake up, or are you going to keep thinking you're that person who's actually a character in a dream? And it's worth knowing that people who have out-of-body experiences, they wake up temporarily from the dream. And when they look on the body, which they see from a distance in their dream, they think, what a silly-looking thing that is. What a strange, you know, lump. What a strange lump that thing is over there, that lumpy thing. I don't want anything to do with that. I have no interest in that lump, you know? That body of yours that you may have spent thousands of millions of dollars feeding and pampering and, you know, putting on makeup, or, you know, putting on nice scents and this and that, and giving it superfoods and colonics and whatever else, is just a lump. It's just a lump. Yes, it's just a lump. And, you know, I'm not, you know, giving you a hard time or anything. It's just when you realize what you've got going on, and when all these people come back from their experiences, they say it's just a thing, it's just a lump. You know, it's nothing, I'm no interest in it. So, you know, let's kind of alleviate some pressure from our lives here and stop paying so much attention to a lump, you know, an inner lump, which is essentially what it is. And start giving some respect and some wonder to the fact that you're an amazing, conscious, eternal being. Vast, 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 amazing, unlimited, profound being of energy, of consciousness. And you've created all of the things that you see around you. Literally. Is there anything more profound and wonderful than that? And, you know, recently, you know, I've been reading. I do like a lot of reading, you know, I just find it amusing as much as anything. And I was given a magazine to read about, I think it was called Buddha Dharma or something like that. And one of the articles was about the Buddhist, generally the hardcore Buddhist principles would not be into medical drugs, antidepressants, you know, Prozac and all the other antidepressants, because if a spiritual spirituality is the only thing that can cure suffering, then antidepressants would be, you know, like an escape. And the only thing that's going to do it is practice, practice, practice. And, you know, that's a discussion in itself. But I wasn't particularly that bothered about that side of things. What occurred to me was just this underpinning that was going on. Underpinning. I'm always interested in the things that are behind what's being said. You know, not the thing itself, but what is being said behind. What are the basic assumptions being made about things behind the words, you know? Most of the time we speak about things and we already have basic assumptions that everyone goes along with, and they get reinforced without us realizing. So one of the basic assumptions that was there was that you need to practice meditation in order to experience profound changes in consciousness. You know, it's a perception. And realistically, you don't need to change consciousness. You don't need to do practice, in other words. You don't need to change your consciousness through practice of these meditation things. Because doing the meditation is in the dream. The meditation practice is in the dream world, you know? And it just occurred to me, the basic assumption, the basic feeling I got from that article is people are deeply, deeply attached to their practice. You know, I have to do the practice, I have to do the practice. And it's almost like they're obsessed with the practice, you know. Whereas really, consciousness is the only thing that is going on all day long. And being attached to any practice whatsoever is actually probably the biggest obstacle from waking up. Because you think you have to do all this stuff in a certain way, in your own consciousness. You know, it's almost like it could be one practice is sitting down meditation. It might as well be another practice jumping up and down in a room for 6 hours a day. You know, what would be the difference? They're both equally invalid, really. In a sense, it's all in consciousness. So thinking you have to do things in consciousness to wake up to consciousness is a huge illusion that I would like just to draw attention to. Not to say you don't do meditation, because it can be helpful, but not to be attached to the meditation to the degree that you actually don't wake up. Because, you know, you put these conditions on enlightenment in waking up. You know, it's going to take me at least 20 years and I've got to do these practices for 3 hours a day, otherwise it's not going to work. It's nonsense. Jivan Mukti in a second. Wake up in 1 second. Wake up in an instant. So wake up in an instant now without doing anything, and then wake up again if you fall back asleep, and wake up again, and wake up again, and wake up again, until you realize it's just a dream. And then you can just enjoy the dream, and there you go. So many, 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 many deep and wonderful, profound and beautiful blessings to you. I will leave you here. I wish you so much love and so much wonder, even though I'm talking to myself in a sense. And just enjoy, realize that no matter what you did wrong, no matter how many things were bad, no matter how much guilt and shame, just leave it all aside, it was all in a dream. And just wake up from the dream and you realize you never did anything wrong. You never did anything wrong, ever. And you're eternally good, eternally safe, and wonderful. So I send you many, many, many blessings of love. And aloha. From Hawaii, this dream world that I'm experiencing over here. Aloha.